Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
They're eating the dogs.
Rocket to the dog.
With all that
concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Gloria! Gloria!
On fire emojis.
Hello.
Hi. What?
That one's great. No, the preview. Well, they both are.
What if we just sat here and didn't talk and just played drops for an hour? What do you think?
I've long thought about doing like a best of show where we just go through every drop on the board and try to explain where it came from and what the context was.
We have to be involved in that?
I don't know.
Because I would be terrible at that.
Yeah, there's no way. Dude, half the time we play something, even if stuff we've played a lot, and I have no idea where the hell it came from. I mean, those ones that you were playing there, those were from like a week or two ago, and I don't remember why I did
that.
Well,
I know this one.
What?
You were asking why, but you said it weird?
Yeah, why?
I think he was
about to ask what, and then you turned it into a question that the proper question was why, and it was a combo of what
he was
and
like,
why.
Why? You panicked.
Yeah.
You choked again.
What? And yet it came out beautiful. That's what I do. I just make art.
Now, this one, I don't know.
That was him pretending to be like an idiot sports fan complaining about something. I don't remember the context of the specific thing, but he was pretending to be a dumb sports fan.
By the way, the text line is in saying, please no, don't do that.
Please no what?
I'm guessing that's please no, don't do an entire hour of
what? Drugs. Why not?
I'll tell you. It's one man.
These are great.
I choked a coop.
And if one person says it, then by God, we can't.
Now this one we
it's
know.
Like that one guy. Yeah.
Because you say that you do that all the time.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
You refuse to say, I don't know, so you just say that. It's too hard to say, I don't know.
No, can't do that. It doesn't feel right. just feels better to do that.
All right, fine. We won't do that.
Because if one person says no, nothing we can do. Oh, now we got someone saying yes, please. Damn it. What do we do?
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
I do remember that.
What was that about?
That was because the
we were doing the My Eyes Are Very Important
to
Me. Yeah,
the Henry Winkler.
My eyes are very important to me.
I'm Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
It's just like as if someone's, his father-in-law's eyes were important to him.
Everyone's eyes are important.
Exactly.
And that Henry?
And that was my point, was like you could literally do that about anything. My feet are very important to me, and I did that with my father. My father-in-law's penis was very important to him. It lit up a room wherever he went.
Ducks.
Yikes.
What a mess.
I just love that of all the people, Henry Winkler became the spokesman for eyes. I'm also fascinated, like, when eyes, like, when there's a campaign for eyes, or, like, when avocados... Like, you'll be watching postseason baseball
avocados
and all of a sudden,
like,
avocados or pistachios. You're like, what?
Yeah, isn't Coach Prime hawking the pistachios?
Is that what he's doing now?
It's either that or almonds. He definitely hawks a nut brand.
Well, he does a lot. Like, he's got Aflac. But, like, those are specific companies. But I'm fascinated when, like, one random cause gets, you know, or a disease. Like, yeah, we're targeting this disease right now. And it's something odd. Like, again, what is the Henry one's like macular eye?
Macular degeneration, I think.
Like, really? Like, who is that striking? Is there like millions of people that we're not aware of?
Well, at least his father-in-law.
I guess. He's like, hey, take your eyesight seriously. You can't just kick a homeless person off a bike and take it.
No, you can't. Thought about it. Can't do it. Though you probably could.
You're right. It's like very generic.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Isaac Rop here for computer screens.
Yeah.
I really, really love them. And you all are like, what? What does he mean?
It's so
what
strange.
What is he talking about?
Yeah. So every now and then I'll be watching something. And like I said, I have a streaming box. So I never know where my feed's coming from. And I get a lot of hockey. And that'll come. Even sometimes when I'm watching Northern football teams, it'll come from a Canadian broadcast. And that's a doozy because I get a lot of weird Canadian ads that are coming my way as well. And I find it fascinating.
How do you find a male hooker?
Local ads are so much better than national ads. You're like, oh, yeah. Well, what was the Oregon-Wisconsin game that I was watching came from Montana. I don't know why, but the affiliate I was getting was from Montana.
What are they hawking there?
They were running a lot of deals for the holidays on snowmobiles. lot of great snowmobiles in the greater Bozeman area. And let me
come
tell
on,
you,
dumbass.
Now
me.
Is the time to get it. Now is the time to buy. I raw dogged a dead rabbit today. Yeah, like the white people, black people buy furniture.
Yeah.
Like you're not getting that on a national spot.
The Red House.
Yeah.
Freaking love that ad.
But if you're, you know, if you're watching TV out of North Carolina, you're going to get that. I love
at
the local.
The Red House. Where black people and white people buy furniture.
Also, too, you get a lot of the local sports guy doing commercials, which is also real fun.
Like you.
Yeah, where you're just like, who the hell is that guy? And then you find out that it's, you know.
Some local celebrity.
Well, yeah, it's like the outside linebacker for the Carolina Panthers is hawking, you know, some chicken company over there. And you're like, oh. And then you feel bad. You're like, I kind of want to try that chicken. You're like, damn it, it's in North Carolina.
I could get it to that end zone.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some rideshare talk here. Been taking some Ubers and Lyfts lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't ever take those home. Those are always, that's a traveling thing for me.
Freaking punch it, bitch!
I don't take many when I'm at home.
Well, we do. And I've been noticing a trend that I think is good. I think they're getting more silent.
Oh.
Because, yeah, you know, say you want a silent ride.
I've never seen that.
Really?
Seen what?
I haven't been using rideshare for a while, but I didn't know there was an option to ask for the driver not to talk.
Yeah, you can say that. But I never said that. I think that's, I don't really care either way. But I've been noticing that it's getting to be more like the taxi cab of old.
Yeah?
Where
everybody minds their own business.
Everybody just shuts up.
Do you want that? You want that plexiglass shield? Do you want that divider? Because that really is the ultimate shut the hell up.
I don't need that.
No?
No.
Because I wonder if there's a market out there where you could buy one of those, like, and just put it in your car and it lets the guy, you know, hey, just so you know, we're not doing this.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a sign. Just don't talk.
Shut up.
Well, could you put a sign like on the back of the seat that just says don't talk to driver? Or would that be considered rude?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd get 5 stars.
Shut up.
From some people.
What if the driver doesn't want to talk to you? Because I'm sure they get it too.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get the chatty Kathy in the back?
Look, the last two I've had haven't said a word. Mm. And it's great.
Yeah.
I just sit there and play on my phone.
My buddy's he likes to chat it up. He always talks to the driver.
Uber driver?
No. When we get in an Uber, we'll go do stuff.
I usually do too.
Yeah, he's a talker. He wants to engage in the driver.
Yeah, I'm always just interested in people and, you know, their stories and like what's going on. And sometimes they get really annoying, and then I'm like, oh god, why did I start this conversation? But then other times it's like, oh, cool dude or gal. And yeah,
we were in Indianapolis once, and he asked the guy where he was from. And boy, it did not go well. We were like, ooh. Well, the guy was a Middle Eastern fella, and my buddy always asks where someone's from. And I think that guy had been getting asked that question maybe a little too much.
Or in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was not having any of it. Mm. And we were like, whoa, hey. Ooh. I had to step in and be like, let's cool things out a little bit. I'm like, he asks everyone where they're from. He's like, I'm just interested in where people come from. Yeah, that guy had enough. He did not like that line of questions.
Peeps are saying just start pretending like you're typing on your phone. They're taking a call.
Headphones or AirPods in is a good way to go.
Yeah, they'll shut up. So I think they take their cues from you. But I mean, as a rider, I just feel like it's gotten a lot, just gotten a lot quieter out there in rideshare land. I'm okay with it.
I'm trying to think.
I don't think people want to be talking to other people these days.
No.
Everyone's kind of going to their proverbial corners right now, you know, after the election and everything. I just don't think people want to talk about it.
I will say, I got a ride.
Or anything for that matter.
I took an Uber ride to pick up my car. Because I when I got the car, I had to get a ride out there. And the dealer got me an Uber ride from my house to the dealership to pick it up, which is very nice of them. And I will say that guy talked to me the entire time.
Because
he saw where I was going, and he was a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Are you okay
with that? Or were you like,
oh. I would prefer it to be quiet, but I will always engage. I always leave it to the driver. If the driver engages a conversation with me, I will never be rude. And if he wants to talk, I have no problem talking. But it will never be me that engages in the conversation.
Yeah,
I let him run with it.
The standard procedure, as it says here on the text line, is that if the rider doesn't talk, neither does the driver.
I find that to be completely off. I've had drivers spark up conversations with me all the time.
I think it's changing. Hmm. I really do.
Well, like we take a lot of them like when I'm like in Mexico or traveling, but a lot of times they don't because there's the language barrier. So we don't, you just don't get a lot of that. I would say, though, the majority of Ubers and Lyfts that I've taken in the United States, I would say there usually ends up being some form of chit-chat.
Not anymore.
Hmm. Maybe I need to get out there and mix it up more with the Uber drivers.
Get a Lyft tonight. See what happens.
Now I kind of would just randomly take one.
Just drive around.
Yeah, just see what happens. Just see it and don't say anything. Just see if they spark up a conversation.
Yeah, I bet they don't. Hmm. In other rideshare news, and we'll get to this next, how do you feel about rideshare with guns?
Oh.
What do you think about that? No? Aren't you a big gun guy?
Am I?
Yeah.
Why am I a big gun guy?
Well, look at you.
I do own.
And you own a gun?
I own a gun.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus.
I used to own more guns, but someone stole them. My guns were stolen.
Thanks, Obama.
I know. I just walked out of the garage with them. So I'm down to a gun. I got to get some more. I gotta go down to Gunther's Guns and pick up some more. I don't think one's gonna do it.
Well, it is a thing. Rideshare with guns.
Boy, I can't think of a worse idea.
Next on The Fan.
Someone was asking, did they take my whole gun safe? How could someone steal my guns? I had three guns in a long gun case.
He leaves them on the kitchen table.
Yeah, I just leave them out. You know, that way if I need them, if someone tries to breach my perimeter.
That's right.
I keep one in the cornflakes. I keep one in the pantry. I keep one under my desk. Dude, I'm ready at all times.
Very good fellas of you.
I've got a gun pointed at you right now, Rob. You don't even know. I just had them like in, I had three guns in a, like in a long case, like a plastic case. And I just kept it in my garage on top of a shelf. And I remodeled my house over like I don't know, 5 years. And so people were always coming in and out. And, you know, someone eventually was coming in and out and probably just saw that case and was like, yoink. And I don't know about you, but I don't look at my guns, like, ever. They just sit. And I have no idea when it happened. And just one day I went out, I had someone that was like, hey, do you want to go shooting? And I hadn't touched one of those things in forever. And I went out to the garage and I was like, it's gone. It's gone. And then you start asking the kids, you're like, hey, kids? And they're like, Dad, no, we didn't climb the 8-foot shelf and go take your guns. And so
my son is an idiot.
My guess is that one of the workers just eventually went by and was like, well, I got 3 guns now.
So like Uber, there is a new app, but it's called Black Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty badass.
And
taking
it's
Black Wolf.
It's Uber with guns. And
of course it's called. Why do gun people have to name everything like you have a tiny penis? Like what is that?
Like, what do you mean, like Black Wolf?
Black. Like, we're taking Uber with guns. I know. It's like the name of crappy like death metal bands. It's gotta be Wolf Mother. Black Wolf, Death Arrow.
Blood Dump.
Blood Agent.
Well, jeez. This is rideshare with armed drivers. It's coming to 3 Texas cities.
Shocker.
Dallas, Austin, and Houston. It already has over 300,000 users after starting in Atlanta. Mm. And it is also offered in Daytona Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, West Palm Beach, and Miami.
Why?
But also Nashville, Phoenix, and Scottsdale.
I don't understand. Why, if I'm Ubering somewhere, do I want a gun in the car? Can, like,
I'm
confused.
The inspiration
what
to
was it
create
called? Wolf, what, Wolf Arrow?
Black Wolf.
Black Wolf.
The inspiration to create Black Wolf stemmed from an encounter King Brown had with a female client. Apparently, he's worked as a security contractor and private investigator. But the female claimed that she suffered from sex trafficking, and he said he then became interested in creating a rideshare dedicated to the safety of its passengers.
What?
Like Uber and Lyft, Black Wolf takes users to and from their destinations of choice, except with an armed driver, if the passenger wishes.
Oh, my God. So if you're fearful that your Uber and Lyft driver are going to sell you into the sex trade, which I'm sure happens all the time, you call Black Wolf?
Because their armed driver wouldn't think of doing anything like that.
Oh, my God.
What kind of presumptions are you making about what your ride is going to be like if you need a gun on your driver?
We didn't invent ride sharing. We just made it safer. Now, isn't it less safe that your driver has the ability to shoot you?
Like that was my first thought. My first thought is, I don't know how that's safer.
I'm just.
But he says that Black Wolf identified a significant increase in human trafficking, and recognized the urgent need that they needed to expand.
Are we seriously saying that there is an urgent need to protect people from being sex trafficked in Uber rides?
Yes.
Is it possible that he's looking at it the other way? Like, hey, if you need help, call us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being sex trafficked.
Then why set up a rideshare company? Like, if you need help, then call us. Like, what? You don't need security then?
Well, but you can't really. Like, so if you're being trafficked, you call Black Wolf disguised as an Uber. And now you can get away from
a secret backup option for your trafficking.
You can get away from your perps with the armed driver.
I hate to
thank
tell
God
you this,
for Black Wolf.
I don't think when you're being trafficked, you have the ability to call Uber. I don't think that's the way that works.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You probably could just call the police.
Do all drivers have guns? The answer is no.
Oh.
They offer 2 service levels, and only one, which is called Black Wolf Armed, features armed drivers. But Black Wolf Premium offers transportation in premium sedans and SUVs with high-end finishes for a refined journey. So it's basically like when you see the cavalcade of
little motorcades
of black unmarked SUVs.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
You can ride like a cool person.
I'm just
a famous person.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm a little surprised.
And they will also add Black Wolf Comfort, soon, which will operate more like traditional ride shares and everyday vehicles.
Yeah. The best part is when you go to their website, it's as seen on Fox Business, Newsmax, and Fox News Channel, and News Nation, and the New York Post.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they want military or law enforcement, or in some cases, security experience. Yeah. You have to have that.
Yeah.
And you have to have a gun.
Yeah,
because they don't supply you with the gun.
No. As someone points out, it sounds like an unlicensed private security guard. That's right. And you're already getting into a car with a stranger, and now you want to introduce a gun into the mix. That's right.
And you must have a driver with a vehicle that is from 2018 or later.
You can't have an old car.
No, they kind of want it to be... I feel like they're...
This is a luxury thing.
They're trying to kind of go...
Make it cool.
It feels like high-end security for not maybe fully high-end people.
But it's not security. Because it says right on the website...
Well, it's the mental security of having a gun in the car.
One of the questions is, do you provide security or bodyguard service? And it says, not yet. So, no. No, that doesn't work. So if you are...
So you're going to take a Black Wolf?
Yeah, is it available in Portland?
Black, no, but I'm gonna look and see if I can get the.
I just love the idea of: are you getting a ride to the airport or home from the bar and feel that you need your driver to have a Glock in his lap? Then call Black Wolf.
Yeah, there's Black Wolf right there on the App Store.
Right there. Now, how much more expensive Black Wolf armed than your regular luxury Uber? Because dude, those Ubers, the Uber luxuries are spendy. They'll get you. What does it cost me to have someone? And then can I pick what kind of gun? Is it like, I don't want a concealed gun. If I want a Black Wolf driver, I want that guy to have a hand cannon. I want that dude to have the guns from Face Off. I want the Nicolas Cage gold Desert Eagle.
The Caster Troy. Yes. Yeah, that thing was badass.
Yeah, I want one of those weird, I want like a GD, like 50 caliber sniper rifle riding shotgun with me.
The other thing about this is like, when you get Black Wolf armed, how do you even know they're armed? It's not like he's going to turn around and be like, yeah, check this out.
Well, maybe you know he what I'm is. Saying? Can you ask him to see the piece? You're like, hey, can I see what you got?
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf, what are you packing?
Or is he like driving with one hand on the wheel and one hand with his gun, like
waving it
around?
I will say that on their website, all of the photos are pretty women in the back of the cars.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those.
He's trying to get laid.
Yeah. Are you hot and are you afraid that because you're hot and rich, someone's going to rape you? If so, not in ours, because our drivers have guns.
Wait.
What?
So... I mildly understand one part of the concept where it's like, okay, women out and about, it's scary out there. You know, they got to worry about things you and I don't have to worry about.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Hey, you're saying that I can't be sex trafficked? Is that what you're saying?
But how is...
I'm not sex trafficked worthy? I don't like that.
How is a Uber driver with a gun going to protect you? Because I feel like... Short of having a perp that is an Uber driver, the safest place is the Uber.
Probably.
Right? Like, if you're out and about, and again, I get it. It's happened where Uber and Lyft has had some drivers that have hurt some passengers.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No.
But short of that, if those guys now carry a gun, that's even worse.
Seems like they'd be more dangerous.
But if your driver is not a perp... What are they protecting you from?
It's a good question. I think...
Well, you're signing up with them and not potentially other perp drivers.
Yeah, I think...
But then you wouldn't need the protection. You just need an alternate service. Well, like,
So you really don't need an armed driver. You just need an armor... Or you need a driver that's not a rapist.
Yeah, you need a driver that's not...
Yes.
Yeah. So the armed part doesn't add anything.
Or are they saying, like, these girls are going to be diving into the Uber because they're running away from all these perps that are chasing them on foot, and the guy has to get out and shoot them?
I would like to know what they are supposing. Like, what do they think is actually the big threat here?
I do like this. So will the Black Wolf driver shoot someone for me? I like where this is going. If I hired the Black Wolf driver, the Uber, and then as I was getting in, I just was like...
Sooks, he's a murder opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, that guy right there! Will the Black Wolf driver then protect me by shooting that person? I find this is very strange. And the idea that their whole thing is you have to have several years. I love how they say military, police, or security. Have you ever seen what private security companies are like? Oh my God. We have we had this badass crazy gal that went to my jiu-jitsu gym that decided that she was going to get into private security. We had to ask her to not come back anymore. She literally is insane. And she is now an armed security guard somewhere because I think she underwent like a 4-week course. So you want her driving you? I assure you, you don't want her in charge of anything. But I love that the assumption is because you're a police officer, military, or security guard, that means that you're safer than your normal Uber and Lyft driver. Are you not aware of ex-police, military, and or security guards and some of the crimes that they commit on a daily basis? That's a pretty big assumption to say the guy's ex-police or military, therefore I'm safe.
Yeah,
the news that's actually would worse. Say otherwise. Hey, were you in the military and have really bad PTSD and are now completely unhinged? Would you like to be armed and drive me around?
Well, listen, if there's anything I've learned from the last 8 years, it's that if there's one thing that stops a bad guy with a gun, it's a good guy
that's
with
right.
a gun.
But now we're making the assumption that these are that's all good right. guys with guns. And I...
Yeah, I think the person most likely to get shot in all this is the passenger.
Yes.
Of course it is.
And that's why it's a dumb idea. Yeah. Much like they say with guns in your house.
Someone says, who pays for the attorneys after the shooting? It's a good question.
You call
well,
the
they
advocates?
Don't get paid until you win.
I just love that all the photos are these women, like, in the back of cars, just like...
Yeah. Feeling so safe, because he
influencers in distress.
Glock.
Glock's not going to get it done for me. I'm telling you right now. Nah, dude, I want a freaking hand cannon. I want that gun that the guy from The Walking Dead had. I want that big Taurus revolver.
Here's a good question for you. This is one of our texters who asks, hey, as two white guys, can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
I am a person of color, and I do own a couple of guns for home defense, but what is the fascination with some Caucasian men who want to stockpile guns and ammo? That's a great question.
I don't know what to tell you.
I can't
this.
Answer that.
Yeah.
But I do know that on my weekly trips to Bi-Mart with my father-in-law, mm-hmm. you know, they sell ammo in there
yeah.
and guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. there are some people. I am shocked at how much ammo people uh-huh. buy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Danny said that he's got like a couple hundred thousand rounds at his house.
I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Well, I think
what
having lived in Le Center and was involved in church going activities, I can assure you that the people that live out there, one gun, when I joke and say one gun's not enough, it is not.
No, it's not.
And I've often asked someone.
But that's what he's asking. Like, why? What is that?
I think the idea is when the apocalypse happens, you need options.
So it's an apocalypse thing?
I also think that there's some... For some people, it's like getting multiple cars. Well, yeah. this one does something a little bit different, and this has this cool feature, and I can afford it. And so okay. it's like I have a collection of these things that are all a little bit different from each other.
It just becomes Garbage Pail Kids that you can shoot someone
I can buy
with.
That.
It's, dude, I knew people that had like 30 guns, and I'd be like, dude, have you ever shot that gun? No, but I've got it. And it's just, it's crazy. It honestly becomes, it's a penis extension, and it makes you feel like a man. And the more it makes you feel like a man, the more you want to keep buying them. Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up. Yeah. Dude, I had 4 guns and I didn't realize they were gone for potentially 2 years. I was like, wait, those things are gone.
That seems bad.
4 guns. So you're this guy.
Well, no. I bought a gun and then I inherited. Well, that's not true. I bought 2 guns. I bought a handgun and I bought a shotgun. And then I inherited 2 guns. So at one point I had 4 guns. 2 that I bought, and again, 2 that were given to me, and now I have 1 gun, and that was several years ago, and I still have 1 gun. And guess, can you play the fun game of the last time that I took that 1 gun that I have out of the drawer that it sits in?
I think you said you take it to go hiking sometimes, right?
Yeah, once in a blue moon, that'll come out.
Hiking?
Yeah, like if I go out and I take my dog and we go out into like a deep woods hike, I'll take it with me. I'd probably say that gun comes out of the drawer probably 3 times a year. And it gets fired once every 18 months.
Well, here's a white guy who says, that's a great question. I'm a white guy. I always want to buy guns. But why? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
He can't even answer it.
No. And once you get more than 1 gun, you realize how silly it is because you don't fire the 1 gun that you have. The best thing is, I got a buddy of mine who got his, he lives on, like, he lives off a division. Right on the busy street is he's got a tri-level, and it looks like a business. And someone kicked in his front door in the middle of the night while he was sleeping.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. So he you know, 911, and he's like, I can hear him downstairs. And so he's like, you know, what do you do if they start coming up? And so, obviously, at that point, it was, you know, I don't blame him. Like, that's pretty a nerve-wracking thing. So I loaned him my one gun that I had, because he was going to go out and buy, he was going to go out and buy one. So I loaned him my one, because I'm like, I don't need it, dude. I'm fine. And he went out and bought, like, the most, he bought, like, the John Wick shotgun. Like, the Benelli shotgun. Like, one of the nicest things that you could buy. And it's been sitting under his bed. You know, and this has now been, like, 2 years. Year and a half, 2 years. You know the best part about that shotgun? He doesn't have any bullets for it. He has the world's most expensive club. And I make fun of him. Me and my buddies make fun of him all the time. I'm like, what if someone breaks into your house? You're going to throw that Benelli shotgun at him?
Going to hit him with it.
He's like, oh, the sound of it. And I'm like, well, that's true. You could stand at the top and rack it. God forbid someone calls you on your bluff. But yes, he has a very, very expensive war club as that shotgun just sits. And it's because you don't think about it. You're like, oh, it's under the bed, and it just sits there. 99% of people that buy guns, dude, they just sit in your house. So stop wasting, and they're expensive. But bro, I know.
So is the ammo.
Yes. People buy them all the time. Yeah. Someone will buy an AR-15 and then they realize what a 223 round costs. You're like, oh.
Aren't they like $2 or $3 each?
They're really expensive. So I tell people,
per bullet,
get a 22 and go practice shooting with that. You can buy that ammo real cheap.
Well, not sound like a dirty hippie, but I think guns are the dumbest things on the planet. And that's saying something.
You snowflake.
Because we got a lot of dum-dums, but truly absurd.
Yeah. I don't go as far as you do, but gun culture is, it's a lot.
It's gone way, way too far.
Yeah. And I was
just absurd.
Move to the country sometime, man, and get involved in a religion. Because if there's two things that country folks love, it's guns and Jesus. Which I never quite got that connection, but they love it.
All right,
I
well,
carry
guess
a Bible
who,
in a 45.
Guess who got beat up again?
Oh, I don't know.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, I saw it.
He
was wearing an eye patch.
Yeah, because he got beat up again by the mob. Mm. Because he owes him money.
You get hit with a...
Or...
You get hit with a shotgun with no bullets in it.
He fell down a hill at a Hampton Inn, which is more believable.
That's that Brian Greasy story. I tripped on my dog. No, you didn't.
That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It says the gun nuts hide behind the self-defense and Second Amendment instead of just admitting that they like guns. And Jim Jeffries does a great bit on that. He goes, the best argument you have for guns is, F off, I like guns. And it's a valid point. You have the right to have them. I just wish more people were honest about it. Hey, why do you have 12 guns? Because it's freaking awesome. It makes me feel like Viagra is running through my veins. That's the only reason to have 12 guns.
Did you see what happened to Jay Leno?
Yeah, he keeps getting his ass kicked.
Well, this is the second time. Well, I don't know if he keeps getting his ass kicked, but he's had some serious accidents before.
Maybe he's just a drunk.
That's possible. I thought about that.
He just keeps falling down.
But are you buying this? He is saying that. So have you seen his face?
Yeah, his face is
look at his face.
He's all messed up. He was wearing an eye patch, and
yeah,
like,
it's all bruised.
Yeah.
Well, he is claiming he was at a Hampton Inn, and by the way, right there is a red flag. Yeah. He's not staying at Hampton Inn.
Certainly doesn't feel that way.
But maybe he was in a town where, because he played. You know, did you know that he played in Salina recently?
Really?
Yeah.
Jay Leno?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, maybe
we have a theater downtown there.
Falling on hard times.
Hey.
He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Jay Leno is
I know, but
rich.
He's got a tour. He speaks to middle America.
At a Hampton Inn? Maybe that's... Is that the best Salina has to offer?
Still making money. No, we have better hotels than that. But maybe he was in a town that only offered the Hampton Inn as accommodations. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
But apparently he... says it rather than walk down and around, it was like a mile and a half to a restaurant to get something to eat. He went straight down a hill because it you know, because the road was winding, he could just save time. So he went down this hill and apparently he fell down it and six stories or something and yeah, tumbled down and beat up his face. That's what he's saying. Do we think that's true?
No, it's 100% not true.
And then the other one was he got set on fire. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Was it fire? I think it was like, I think he was working on a car, or he said he was.
An explosion?
I think it was really hot steam, and his face got all burned.
So now he has an eye patch?
Yeah, but see...
Broken wrist?
So Jay Leno's worth $500 million. He's worth $500 million. So you're telling me that Jay Leno is walking to go get something to eat after staying at a Hampton Inn?
Yes. That's what he says.
Okay, first off, no. And second, like I'm looking here at the hill, like supposedly where he fell.
Yeah.
They have it on Inside Edition. There is zero chance, and I mean zero, that he tried to walk down that hill. No way. Dude, that is not, there's not a path. I mean, dude, that is, I'll show you this. You're telling me that Jay Leno decided that he was going to descend from that?
Yeah.
No.
That's what he says.
No, dude, that's like a 70% incline.
So what happened? What's he covering up?
He got his ass kicked.
By who?
He's in some sort of gay beat-up club. He's like in an underground homosexual fight club.
Homosexual fight club?
That's what's happening.
How do you
even know? It's way better as a gay beat-up club.
That's what he's involved with.
What?
Yeah. I'm gay.
100%.
How do you know about that?
You don't want to know. Hey, you know, sometimes I show up. Remember I had that broken nose and a black eye?
Are you in a gay beat-up club?
Don't worry about it.
I ate ass.
Jesus.
Just say, look, I come in beat up sometimes, I got some experience in getting my face kicked in.
There could be something to the drinking thing, though, because what if he was drunk and thought that was a regular hill, and then he just tried, because he's like, oh, that's, and tumbled down
Dude,
it with his drunk ass? I
you
mean,
are
that's possible.
So onto something with
there's
the booze. He's probably just an old pickle finger
old
now.
Alcoholic.
Living his best 74-year-old life, rich as hell.
Although I find it hard to believe that falling down a hill, the injuries are just to that one specific side of your face and nothing else. Like, that seems like you got hit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, it looks like someone hit him with a blunt object on that side of the head.
Yeah. It just seems odd. You know, like, because normally when you fall like that, if you're falling down, there'd be road rash, right? Like rocks and you know, all that.
It'd be more scratches than it would be impact, right?
Yeah, dude, that is just one side of your face that has been completely bashed in. That seems like a Tiger Woods Elon 5 iron to the side of the face.
Does it say where this is? Pittsburgh?
I'll take a look.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
He's at a Hampton Inn in Pittsburgh?
No chance.
And they said he went on to do a show that night.
You know where... I'm trying to think of the best way to put this.
How did that go?
Well, I don't want to crap on a Hampton Inn, but if you were having a gay beat-up club...
Would it be at a Hampton?
Would it be... I'm just asking the question. I'm merely throwing it out there.
Know. You're the only one that knows about these things.
It's not going to be at the Ritz-Carlton. I feel like it may be at a Hampton or maybe like a La Quinta or something. In Pittsburgh?
blue collar. I believe that's La Quinta.
Yeah, I feel like there's. Is that what it is? La Quinta, not La Quinta? La Quinta? Yeah, there's maybe a Holiday Inn Express. There's something going on here. There's no way. There's no way that that dude was just decided to. Oh, it was too much to go a mile down the other way. Dude, you couldn't get a shuttle? You couldn't call Black Wolf? Get out of here, Jay Leno. What's going on? Something's up. And there's just no way he's staying at a Hampton Inn. Like,
Joel maybe he's super cheap.
Well, Joel Klatt does the Hampton Inn, the Hilton by Hampton or whatever. Like, that's the sponsor of college football. You know who doesn't stay at one of those? Joel Klatt. And Joel Klatt ain't worth $500 million. No way. No way. This is suspicious.
If he actually fell down that hill, it had to have been booze related. That's the only thing. Otherwise, there was no hill involved.
That hill is nasty. There's no way, even drunk, you'd look at this hill and be like, oh, yeah. You just no way. You couldn't even climb up that thing, let alone you're going to descend it?
Apparently, Jay Leno doesn't drink, smoke, or gamble.
Yeah, then this didn't happen.
According to the internet.
Sounds like Sook's on to something with the gay beat-up club.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that came from today's show. Gay beat-up club.
Jay, call me. We'll have a discussion.
By a mile.
But he's gay.
And of course it comes from Sukanic. Of course.
Something's going down. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I think we need to point the laser at you, fella. What's going on in your world?
You don't worry about it. I come in with scrapes and bruises. You don't need to ask questions.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. So I think it's finally all coming together about you.
What's that?
Well, your anger over the years.
Anger?
You know, you like to fight. You're angry. You're
always... Ah, nothing but a jelly bean in my dong.
You're gay. And so, but your religious background would not allow you to come to grips with that, so you have gay beat-up clubs.
I'm gay.
Misspoke there. But that's what you call it, a gay beat-up club? Isn't that what you said?
I think that's what Buck called it.
No, that's what you called it, a gay beat-up club, which is like new to 99% of us, but for you, it's like right off, it rolls right off the tongue.
Like, yeah, you tried to pass the buck over to me. That was not my phrase.
So it was your phrase.
So is it that you go to the gay beat-up club because you're so mad about being gay and the church always told you that was not okay, that you want to fight it out? Or is it the opposite? Like, what is it?
And then they all make each other feel better by going to buy guns together afterwards.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Guns.
I think so.
Guns and gays.
They
guns
beat up each other and then they
gay beat-up club.
Buy gay guns.
I did tell Buck I am missing a significant amount of skin off my foot right now.
He says it looks like his foot has been gnawed, which is kind of gross.
It is. It's a little gross. I've got like four big hunks of skin that are just removed right now from the top of my foot.
From the gay beat up club?
I don't know where it came from. Let's just say that I don't want to be going barefoot anywhere right now. A lot of Neosporin in my life. This son of a bitch. Holy cow.
Somebody said, this is starting to sound like Aaron Hernandez, American Sports Story.
Oh, right, yeah. That was his thing, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
You football guys.
Me and Aaron Hernandez.
It's hard being gay out there.
I'll get it in.
I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Clean it up.
Being a man of increase?
You guys are disgusting. I am a man of increase. I don't need to take these accusations.
Locked, cocked,
ready. Well, there would be nothing wrong with
there
that.
There is nothing
All
wrong with
All we're trying
it.
To do is figure... See, here you go, being angry again. All we're trying to do is figure you out.
You
want to
hang out later tonight?
Not anymore.
I'm going to meet up with some friends after the show. Want to come on down?
There might be some skin there.
How does Buck have all these drops that apply here?
We're going to head down to the Wooden Chicken.
That was my homes, too.
There might be some skin there.
Maybe the eagle.
We couldn't do it.
It's all coming together.
See what happens.
20 years later, we get to the bottom of it.
Carcoochie board.
They are who we thought they were.
If they would have just let you be yourself.
What if I just showed up and Jay Leno was... I'm like, well, Jay Leno? What is happening?
Was in the gay beat-up club?
Jay Leno, hey!
Mystery guest at your local gay beat-up club chapter?
Hey, the first rule of gay beat-up club is you don't talk about it. So
well, then you might be getting kicked out of the group.
I know.
So you're going to a wink, Hampton Inn, wink, wink.
What? That's the code. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to the Hampton.
Yeah, you are.
They probably have some cover, like they rent out the convention or like the conference room or something like that for some organization that doesn't exist, and then everyone kind of figures out who they're going to end up with, and then they take off to beat each other up.
Put down the mats and get out the baby oil.
That's right.
Glisten up a little bit. Hold on, boys, I got to grease up.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
Hey, look, I respect it.
Thank you. Do what I can.
You get your gay beat-up club on.
Keeps you in great shape, too.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Girl, you something else.
Fire away, big boy.
Okay. We done yet?
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Start the dire straits. Got to go home.
I got things to go do, man.
We know.
Let's go. Let's wrap this up.
Apparently.
Finish this thing up. I got to bandage up my foot.
For your big fight.
Dude, I got to tell you what. If you are going to go to the Hampton Inn, to all the people out there, if you're going to go participate, cut your damn nails. God's sakes. It's a little ridiculous.
Good public service.
Yes.
No, seems like you might want to have that conversation with them.
Keep your nails trimmed. It's just more of a suggestion to everyone out there.
Look at the play. Are the Blazers going to win again?
79?
I'm looking at it all tied up.
Gosh. Dude, if they beat Oklahoma City, just get ready tomorrow. Dirt and Sprague. Well, it won't be Dirt because he hates them. Sprague?
Dirt hates the Blazers?
Yeah, Dirt hates the NBA. He might hate the NBA more than you hate.
Not possible.
It's pretty tough.
That league sucks.
It's a battle.
All right. Well, everybody have a great night. Enjoy Gay Beat Up Club.
I'm not going to that. I'm going to the Hampton Inn.
One and the same.
Oh, I hear they got a good buffet.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7. I'll think of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.